Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the Senior Bowl with the standout Arizona State, Kalen Ballage. How's it going so far down here in Mobile, Alabama?
Man, I'm really enjoying this. Just for me, I just love to be around other competitors and in the presence of people that want to achieve greatness. So for me, this is really exciting.
Where were you when you found out, you know, the invitation was sent?
I was after a football game. I went home. My family had come down for the game from Colorado, and I just got the invite. So it was pretty exciting for me. You know, always in the past years, just watching the game and being like, dang, I could possibly be in that. So now I am.
Nice. And, you know, that kind of segues, but when do you kind of get the sense that, you know, what you're doing on Saturday can get you to Sunday? Because, you know, everybody wants this opportunity.
Well, I think it's different for everybody. I knew early on. I came in and played as a freshman a lot and made an impact, and then I continued to do that all throughout my career. So for me, it's something that I was really looking forward to.
Nice. Young age, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, if you played, were you a better athlete than everybody else?
Yeah. At a young age, I started playing Pop Warner football in the third grade, I think. So I was like 7 or 8. And I could, my parents always tell me I could separate myself from everybody else pretty easily.
Nice. What's the most touchdowns you scored in maybe a Pop Warner game?
I used to score like 6 a game. Yes, sir.
Nice. Excellent stuff. One of them, Kalen Ballage here on the C2P as we talk to the Senior Bowl and NFL Draft. You're down here. I'm sure you've had we just got done doing some interviews. But these scouts are breaking down tape of you. What do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the position?
I think just the versatility and what I bring to the passing game as well, as being a running back. I think that they can pick out that I'm a smart guy, that I do things the right way, and, you know, just that I'm somebody that they want on their team to up their level of play.
Yeah, you got fantastic size. The last time I remember seeing a guy look like it was DeMarco Murray when he was down there. You always want to see those big backs, but like I said, he was the one guy that you looked at and be like, he looks the part. He looked the part as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Where are you working out at?
Stars is in Southern California, Anaheim.
Nice. How long you been down there?
Like 2.5 weeks. Yes, sir.
Are you looking in the mirror anymore? A little bit. Sneak peeks, checking out.
Sneak peeks, okay. I'm getting right. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Excellent. Hey, man, that's what it's about. How about what goes unnoticed? I mean, there's things that maybe your offense didn't allow you to do. Maybe you're a film room junkie, maybe a weight room warrior, team leader inside the locker room. What the scouts need to know about you that they won't be able to pick up on film?
I think this is the way that I affect others around me in a positive light. I feel like I had a pretty good hold on the last football team, you know, at Arizona State my junior and senior year. I think that I was able to influence a lot of people into, you know, creating their work ethic and their motivation. And I think that I'm somebody that people look up to.
Anything you really want to make a stamp impression on this week of practice?
Everything.
I do want everything. But
everything. But I think, you know, just show my more physical side of playing running back and pass protection and finishing runs.
Nice. And then you get comparisons? Anyone?
Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson.
Those are kind of good comparisons.
Yes, sir.
Two very, very versatile running backs in the NFL, man. Well, I know you're busy. Before we let you go, though, we always like to have some fun off the wall questions.
All right, come on.
All right, now usually you guys love, this is the, I could probably just do the interview with this female celebrity. You take any female celebrity out for the lunch, who are you going to invite?
Female celebrities, anyone?
Your show, man. Anybody you want.
Beyonce.
She's number one. We always take a tally. We usually do about 300 shows before the draft. Okay. Tally up all their names. Beyonce's always one.
Beyonce, Paula Patton.
Rihanna's two.
Rihanna, yeah.
Megan Good's three.
Megan Good.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. 1 year Rihanna beat Beyonce. 1 year. But yeah. Then it's all Beyonce.
Megan Good is...
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah, she's good too.
How about this question for you? Your clay, your cleats, your spikes, if you could have anything painted on there, any kind of idea or theme, what would you want to have?
Oh, I'm an artist. I'd get this on one of my pair of cleats if I could. I'm an artist. I just like different stuff. So for me, just having an opportunity to show my style and my artistic side, you know, because I'm not just an athlete. So.
Yeah, let me just go into that artistic side. I mean, do you paint? Are you a musician? I mean, what kind of artsy things are you into?
Everything.
Yeah?
artistry as far as music goes. I'm really into cars. I like going to car shows and fashion. I think that fashion is a bigger part of who you are. You know, you show who you are through the clothes that you wear. So.
That's enough. Well, hey, Caleb Elias, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.